Hey, it's Kit, and welcome to the Scamcast, the podcast where I purposely fall for scams. I disguise my voice and act like an unsuspecting victim so I can keep scammers distracted for hours. And if you're new here, we put these scammers into some pretty hilarious situations while we expose their lies. In this episode,
I play an older man named Richard,
who really likes investment opportunities. So when some tech support scammers pretend to send too much money to me, demanding that I send it back or else they'll lose their job, I tell them that they have to help me field a bunch of investment opportunities. This call was originally recorded live on twitch.tv/kipboga using a virtual computer. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you for connecting with Norton. This is David. How can I help you today?
Hey David, can I get connected to anybody who handles like the accounting? I guess it'd be the accounting department.
We are from the refund department. Just go ahead and tell me what happened so that
Sorry,
I can help you with.
What department did you say you were with? I didn't catch that. Sorry.
We are from the refund department, the banking department.
The banking department. Okay.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay.
All right. You are connected with the banking department. How can I help you?
Okay. Well, I just need somebody to cancel an order. I guess it went through for $594.
All right.
$94 for Xfinity, actually, which is
okay.
Actually.
Can you please confirm your order ID? Can you please confirm your order ID number or the invoice number so that I can check on my system?
GSB2021WG.
All right. Thank you for confirming the invoice number. Like I can see in my system, first of all, I believe you know that Norton is a service provider who protects your computer from viruses and malicious files. So the services was running on your computer, but yesterday the services got expired and it has been auto-renewed. So that is the reason you have been charged for 2 years premium subscription plan from Norton. That
is
the reason you have received the email, because we have sent you the confirmation
on my
email.
It says, let me just double check. It says, item title, Xfinity. $594.
That's what I'm telling you. $594 you have been charged. It's a premium subscription plan from Norton. And we have sent you the email regarding your transaction that you have been already charged. Now, it's up to you what you want to do. Can you please let me know, like, you want to cancel this order and get your refund money back, or you want to continue with this order?
I don't want it. I definitely don't want it.
For the cancellation, you have to go online. Can you please go ahead and sit in front of your computer so that we can provide you the cancellation form on your computer screen?
Probably, yeah. Sure.
So once your computer is on, please do let me know so that I help you with your refund and with the cancellation. Now is your computer is on?
Yep.
Okay. Now can you please let me know, do you have a Google Chrome browser or a Microsoft Edge?
Yeah.
Okay. What browser do you have?
Chrome.
It's a Microsoft page? It's a Chrome. All right.
Hey, sorry,
just pull up your Google Chrome.
Sorry about the vibe. That's my work phone. I'll just ignore it.
No need to worry.
Yeah, I had Chrome. I just need to know what to do with it. That's all.
So, is your Google Chrome is open?
Yeah.
At this point, the scammer will need to control my computer to do the rest of his scam. And in order to do this, scammers use online remote support tools like AnyDesk or TeamViewer to remotely take control of your computer. And while technically this software is safe, in the hands of scammers, it becomes a really dangerous tool. They can lock you out of your computer, control your mouse, hide your screen, and do anything that you could do on your computer without you knowing. If you've ever received an unsolicited call from anyone requesting access to your computer, you should hang up. Tech support could be initiated by you, but it shouldn't be initiated by them.
What came up?
Sorry about my phone. It says that you've joined the session.
Right. You are successfully connected to our technical team. Now I'm going to provide you the cancellation form on your computer screen. You need to fill up the cancellation form, and after that, your order will going to be canceled, as well as you will going to reimburse your money back.
Okay. Well, let me just keep
fill up your cancellation form as soon as possible.
Okay.
Do it fast. You are going so slow.
Oh, sorry about that. I mean, I got a lot going on today. So
don't put your. What are you trying to do? Can you please let me know? Is the cancellation form like you filled it up, or still you are filling?
Yeah, I'm filling it out. I just. Do I need to stay on the phone with you, or should I just fill this out on my own time?
You have to be with me on the line.
I don't want to give them my phone number though.
Right. Type over there none or no. Whatever you feel like, you can type over there.
Whoa, can you see my computer screen?
Sorry?
Can you see my
computer screen? Just now you told me you don't want to give the number. That's why I told you. Just put over there none or no, whatever you feel like.
That's literally what I just typed. I thought you should see my screen or something.
Right.
Honestly, it'd probably be easier if you could.
No, not at all, sir.
Could probably be easier if you could see it. But, So in terms of occupation, it's kind of complicated because, I retired from a company that I worked for probably 30 years, but they have me come on as a consultant now, so I'm a 1099. I guess I'm kind of self-employed. Oh, geez, they're calling me again.
You can do that.
But I'm kind of retired, work for a business, and self-employed. I'm kind of all of them at the same time because
oh my God, you can do anyone. You can click anyone out there.
I'm retired from the company, right? But
I'm an idiot.
But I also work with their business currently part-time, but they pay me self-employed.
Sir?
But I'm providing a service for their customers. And frankly, if I'm honest, I'm also kind of unemployed because I'm not technically an employee. Is it possible?
Unemployed, right.
Can I talk to
you?
You are unemployed. Or no?
You need to click only one of them.
Retired probably sounds best.
Okay, now go for the next.
Bank America. Refund amount. I mean, I still make plenty of money, you know. So that would be the other option is like big business. You know, if you had big business.
Do you remember your refund amount?
If you had an option that said mogul money, maybe. Is it 5-9? Was it 500 something or 600 something?
$519. 59.00. That's it.
599?
Right. Now go for the next. Go for the next line, sir, and give a click on finish.
I authorize the refund. Yes?
Scroll down your page.
Oh my gosh. The Norton LifeLock brands are part of Norton LifeLock Inc. LifeLock identity that protection is unavailable in all countries. Blah, 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 blah.
Scroll down your page.
I probably don't need to know any of that. Trusted by more than 50 customers. Blah, 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 blah. No kidding. You guys are
now give
me
click on submit.
I didn't know that. Huh.
Right.
That's crazy. That's really hard to do. I mean, that's the government. That's pretty difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you guys. Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Give a click on submit. Now what came up on your screen, read it back for me.
It says Norton cancellation form. Oh, okay. Looks like it says thank you.
Read
transaction
it back for me.
Went through. Awesome. Okay. Looks like it went through.
All right.
Whatever.
So we have
says,
already processed.
I'll probably take a note
can
of
you
the
hear me?
Transaction ID.
We have already processed you with the refund. All right. You need to go online. I believe you do online banking with your bank. So you need to go online and you need to accept the money. Once you accept the money, you need to tell me, David, I got the funds, and then we both will be done. All right. So please go ahead and log in your bank page and check whether you have received the money or not.
Did you send it to me already?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir. Are you on your account now?
Yeah, but I don't have anything from you.
I will be sending the funds right away, sir. Stay online on your account. Open that account and note down the available balance you've got on that account so that once you receive the refund, you will be able to notice the change. Open the account in which you want me to send the funds and then note down the available balance of that account. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, I believe, what do you see on your screen? I believe you see, please wait, it's being updating.
Yep.
All right. It means now you've been successfully connected with the portal. In the meanwhile, I believe you have a pen and a paper. Just write down the cancellation ID and the refund ID, right? Because in future, that will be required. And this may take 3 to 5 minutes, sir. So please don't hesitate.
Okay. Sure. Give me just a minute.
Okay.
Give me a minute.
Right.
I got to make a phone call from my for work. So I'll just let you do your thing, okay?
All right. But you need to write down the cancellation ID.
While Richard makes a very important business call, Jack is working on scamming him. What he's doing right now is hiding my screen behind a fake computer update that the remote connection software shows. And while he's hiding my screen, he had me log into my bank account. So at this point, he's able to transfer money between my checking and savings. The goal here is to make a victim think that money was added to their account, like way more money than what was promised for the refund. Scammers will often edit the HTML of the website to make it look like there's a bunch of extra zeros. And if you didn't know, editing HTML would just be temporary. If you refresh the page, everything will go back to normal. But the scammer is counting on you not knowing that, and that's how the scam works.
Okay. Hello, it's Richard. Anyone there?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, yeah.
Yes, sir. Are you handed with a piece of paper and a pen so that I can give you some information regarding...
I need to access my computer, if at all possible.
Sorry?
I need to access my computer if possible. I'm looking for an email.
It will hardly take 2 minutes, sir. Because our banking portal is transferring you the money back, which is your refund money, right?
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, can you please write it down some information?
Okay. Well, I really don't want
you
to update my computer.
I
don't want to be rude, but you know, you guys, I don't work. I don't want you on to be a part of my computer anymore. Hence why I'm canceling.
No one is a part of your
I'm sir, canceling
no one
your
is a
services,
part of your computer,
so I really don't
all
need
right?
to update my computer.
We are trying.
You know?
Don't worry, your screen will come back within a moment. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe you have your screen back.
Yeah, can you give me... Hold on, I'm getting a call from work. Just 2 seconds. Yeah, it's Rich. Hey, talk to me, Goose. Yeah. Well, I want to know if... Yeah, I wanted to know if Pete was ever going to get back to us. Because they were initially asking, I believe they were saying 300. At 300, I think it was like the first part of the investment was 300,000, and then they wanted another 300,000 later, and I was thinking, why don't we just give them all the money, right? Like, why do it in two phases? I can't figure that out for the life of me. I know it was something about bringing the product to market because they only did a sketch of it, like a sketch on a napkin or whatever, and they wanted to make sure that the product was viable.
Hello?
I mean, what if we just give them all the money right now and a higher percent? Like, we give them all the money now and get more percentage of their company, because even though they only sketched the product on a napkin, if it actually works, I mean, this is... That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. It's life-changing. Yeah. We'll find out. Find out. Thanks.
Hello?
Hey. Hey, hey, hey. I'm back. Sorry about that.
Yes, sir. Do you hear? All right. Listen to me. We need to be very quick on this. Please don't touch anywhere. Hello? So can you wait for a moment?
No.
Please don't touch your computer. Hello?
Hold on. Been a long time. We haven't seen each other since the accident. Oh, I know. I forgot.
Are you there? Hello?
Whoa! Oh, okay.
Hello, sir. The portal is on. You need to receive the money right away. Can you see that there is a black box? Hello?
What the heck? Just wait till Dodgy goes to the moon? What the heck is that?
Sir, can you?
Yeah. Hey, just did you send me the money? Did you send me the money yet?
No. You need. I have sended you the money, but there is a portal. There is a form that you need to fill up.
Oh. Okay. Hold on. What?
God.
What is Dodgy? Is that Elan's rocket? Is he sending that to the moon? Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Did you send it to me or not?
I said you need to open up, sir. You see that there is a black color box just below?
Yeah.
You need to fill up the information out here. It's us, and be careful, once you fill up the information, don't hit enter. It will automatically take you down to the next line, sir. Please.
Oh, my computer is updating again.
Sir, yeah, it's updating because the portal is waiting for you.
Oh,
right?
Oh, I'm
the
sorry.
Portal
the portal's
is
waiting
for you.
Okay, yeah, let me focus on the portal. Sorry.
The portal that the scammer is referring to is actually just the Windows command prompt. He's going to use it to pretend to transfer money to my bank, but when I type in 600, he will lock my computer and add some extra zeros, making it 60,000. The goal, of course, is to scare me into thinking that I'm the one who messed up. They want the victim to believe that it was their fault and that they have an obligation to return the money back to the scammers. Remember, the whole HTML change is just temporary, and that's why scammers sometimes throw in an Oscar-worthy performance, insisting that I send the money back. to capitalize on the moment. They don't want you to stop and think or refresh your page. They want you to feel bad and wire them the money.
You just need to put in your name, sir. Just put in your name.
Okay.
And don't hit enter. After putting up your name, don't hit enter.
Just type in the keyboard. How does this work? I don't know.
Just type on your keyboard.
Do I click?
Type on your keyboard. Don't use your mouse cursor. Just type on your keyboard. Just type your name.
Okay.
Don't use your mouse, sir. Just type your name on the keyboard. It will automatically work.
Just type anywhere?
Yeah, just type on the keyboard.
Oh
God, you type.
Okay.
Sir, you don't have to make any mistake on this, sir. And don't hit enter, sir. Okay, don't hit enter. Just type in your name. Just type your name on the keyboard.
Okay, so just Richard.
Yeah, just type it. Now type on the keyboard.
The file name, directory name.
I told you not to hit enter, sir.
Wait, you did? No,
Type your name.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, just type your name. Nothing else.
Okay.
It will automatically take you down to the next one.
How does it know my name?
Because, sir, your bank account is interconnected with the portal at this moment, from where you will be receiving the funds. Now just type in your bank name. Sir, the page will be expired. We are just a minute,
I thought it was already
very close to finish this transaction. It is connected to your bank. Just type in your bank name. Type in BOA. Type in the short name.
Doesn't it know?
Just type on your keyboard. Just type in the keyboard.
No, it's bank is spelled BANK, not BOA.
BOA is the short form of Bank of America.
Jeez, I'm sorry.
And now the amount will be.
It's not asking me for that. Do you think I should press enter? Maybe.
It will ask you. No. It will ask you. It will ask you, sir. It will ask you.
Oh. It's gonna ask me.
Yes. Just put in 600. No periods. Only 600. 600.
Oh, can you hold on 1 second? Hold on.
Hello?
Give me 1 quick second. I'm going to call.
Just put in 600.
Hold on.
Sir.
Yeah, it's Rich. Oh, Hank. Yeah, it was Carol. I think you're about. Oh, yeah. No, I know. Just. I think you're about 15 minutes early, though. It's the call's at 2:30. Yeah, I appreciate the eagerness. So, call me at 15.
Hey, I'm here. Sure, I got a meeting coming up.
And
they called me way too early. Okay, what do you want me to do?
Okay.
You want me to type something in? You said.
Just give me a moment. Yes. You need to type up the amount. Just give me a moment. You will get back your screen. Just because you're just getting away every time. You just need to put in 600, okay? 600. Just type on the keyboard and don't hit enter. And no period, sir.
Okay,
I repeat.
600.
No period.
Actually, it was 599.
I said no periods. You tera maa ko chode.
Oh, no periods? Okay, so just 699.
Hello?
Or 599?
Oh, God, sir, don't use backspace also. Wait, give me a moment.
Okay.
You just re-enter the amount, please.
Whoops, there's a lot of rules. I didn't realize.
Re-enter the amount and put 600, 600, no periods.
Okay, sorry about that.
600. Just type on your keyboard, sir. It will take.
It's 599, though. That would be an extra dollar.
No, but you will be getting 600. That's the round amount you'll be getting.
Oh. Well, no kidding. Okay.
Yes.
that's... No, 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 no. Whoa, 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 whoa.
What happened? What happened?
By Zeus's beard.
What happened, sir? Hello? Can you tell me what happened? Hello?
No, not no. Shoot.
What happened, sir? Tell me.
Not like this. Oh, no.
What is the amount you've put in, sir? Hello?
I put in... Nothing.
Is it 60,000?
No, not...
Sir, is it 60,000?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, God. Sir, you're lying to me.
No,
I'm just pulling up your bank page. Just have a look. Have you received it?
Oh, God. Oh, no. You gotta be kidding me.
I told you.
Oh.
I am not kidding you. Why did you lie to me? You put in 60,000, not 600.
Well, I didn't lie. No.
You lied to me when I asked you.
No, you just lied to me.
You said, I don't know.
I thought maybe it would go through. I'm not lying.
Oh, Lord. I told you, this is the reason the portal was every time getting you disconnected, because the portal doesn't take that long.
Oh, Lord. Oh, what a blunder.
Sir, please, listen to me at this present moment.
I didn't type that many. I was trying to hit backspace.
Is your computer frozen?
I was trying to hit backspace so many times. It was like over and over and over again.
I kept hitting backspace because I thought
there was some extra zeros. I thought I saw some extra zeros in there. Shoot!
Oh, God. Just stay calm.
God.
Sir, just stay calm. Just stay calm. You want this thing
no,
to be fixed?
No,
or you
no,
want,
no.
You think this is intentionally, right?
God.
You want this thing
no.
to be fixed?
Please. Yeah, just... Can you give me a second? Let me think about this, okay?
Sir, you need to listen to me.
Calm down. Let me think about this.
All right. I want you to first of all let you know that this is a mistake that has happened. I want you to keep this confidential until this is fixed. Okay? Or else your account will be blocked and you may lose all your money, sir, because of such act.
No. It's just...
Okay? So please... We need to be very careful. I believe you don't have any intentions to keep this money, right?
No, of course. I would never
And you
keep
have
this.
To listen to my instructions.
No, why?
And you have
God, no.
to
what
listen
do you think,
to
who
my
do you
instructions.
Think I am?
You
who
have
do you think
to help
I am?
Me out.
I wouldn't keep that money. Of course not.
Listen to me carefully. What I want you to listen is that... This money is being transferred from the portal, and the amount that you were supposed to get was only 600. Instead of 600, you got $60,000. Till the time you confirm this to your lawyer, my debt department, they won't wait that long. Okay? They won't wait that long. Okay?
Gosh.
But as far as I know, we have an alternative way by which we can fix it. But that needs to be done personally. Okay? I need to tell you what you need to do and how you need to send that money. Okay? But you have to keep that confidential.
Between you and me, I would prefer to keep it personal too. Just because,
Absolutely.
Well,
Absolutely. Because all your information, the computer
just,
will stay locked.
For me, business can be so draining. You know?
Absolutely, but you have to help me out. You have to keep this confidential between me and you. Only between Jack Dawson and you, Mr. Richard. That's it.
Right.
All right? And you need to follow the instructions that I tell you, because if my debt department found out any time that you've been trying to get away with this money, they will simply freeze your account and transfer all the funds from your account to their portal.
Can I ask you a question? Is this call recorded?
Sure, sure. Absolutely, this call is getting recorded.
Can you just take the recording and like show it to your boss, and we could show it to the bank and everyone?
Listen. I already spoke to my higher authority. They confirmed this to be a mistake. But what they said is they need a cooperation from your side. If we try to put it up from the bank, they will charge us extra business taxes on this, because this wasn't the amount that you were supposed to get. So this is why my debt department, they told me, ask you for the cooperation and help us. Will you help us?
Of course. Yeah, anything for you.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I need from your side, sir.
Okay, that's what they said,
because I believe you also don't want to get into any tax procedures.
No, I fought the IRS once and lost, so I told them, but you need to understand one thing, if you believe me, you need to keep this confidential between me and you. That's not a valid excuse. So what do we do then? What do we do?
Listen, because this is a very huge amount and we cannot bear any taxes on this. All right. Uh-huh. If we go on to the taxes, we both would be on trouble. Have you ever, have you ever heard about Bitcoin, coin flip, ATM machine?
Actually have some Bitcoin. Yeah. Yeah. I've heard of Bitcoin.
You have. So can you do it with the, you have got a Bitcoin?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm a huge believer in the Bitcoin future. I don't know how they work.
Oh, God. Then, sir, it's very easy. This transaction can be done in seconds.
I don't know how they work because, a friend of mine set it up for me, but apparently I have a bunch of Bitcoin. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Then this could be fixed in 5 minutes. I just need a favor from you on this. All right. Do one thing. Just go ahead and log into your Bitcoin account.
Oh, I don't know how to do that. My friend set it all up for me. I don't know how to do that. But I'm actually going to see him tonight.
Is it on CoinFlip?
I think tonight I'm going to go see him for pizza.
But we need to do it right. All right, you do one thing first of all. What I want you to do is I will make you understand.
I want you
to go to your bank and withdraw. No, you don't have to call anyone, sir.
No,
you have to keep this confidential. You don't have
Josh.
To share this mistake
I'll
to anyone.
How to log in and get the coins.
No, don't do anything like that. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Why,
I will make it easier, sir. I don't want anyone to get into this. I don't want to take any chances on this, sir. Trust me. Because it's even my job would be on stake. It's a very big amount, 60,000. You tell me how long will you take to go to your bank and withdraw the money?
The bank is... I mean, if I take...
Sir, you promised me, right? That you will help me on this.
Of course I'll help you.
You tell me your zip code. What is your zip code?
My zip code? 60652.
Yep. I will find the nearest ATM for you. We won't be able to do the transaction in one time, sir. This is the easiest and the fastest way by which we can easily get the funds back to our portal. Okay, this is the easiest and safest way. And I will stay connected with you to guide you and assist you every time. Okay, I'll be a friend to you.
No kidding, are you in Chicago? You're gonna meet me.
I'm not in Chicago, I'm in California.
ATM?
No, I will stay connected over the call with you.
Oh. No, I just realized I missed a really important work call. Give me one second. I don't know if I can do this right now. Give me one second.
Hello?
Hey, Carol, listen.
Hello.
Can you give me 5 minutes? Something came up with the
Hello?
My boss.
Hello?
Yeah, let me call you. Let me call you in 5 minutes. Hey, sorry. I'm going to have to call you later. Hello, Earth to Dawson, over.
Sir, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah. Hey.
Hello?
I got a meeting. I got a huge meeting I got to do. I'm working from home today.
Sir, then you don't...
Can I call you later?
So you don't want to fix this matter?
Yeah, of course I want to fix it.
No,
just,
we need to fix this right away. I'm freezing up your account for a time being.
Listen. You think $60,000 is a big deal? This is a $600,000 investment opportunity. Okay? Add an extra zero is what I'm saying. Okay, I can't miss this meeting, sir, but for me,
$60,000 is a very big amount.
Yes, but for me, it's a very big amount. We need to resolve this matter right away. Yeah, but what we're talking, $600,000, that's like, it's at least two times the amount of money. At least.
I know that, but for me, this is a very big amount. Please try and understand. We need to resolve this right away.
I will give it back.
All right,
can I make it easier? I promise I will give it back to you.
Can I make it easier for you?
I promise I will give it back to you.
Can I make it easier for you?
I just have to take this call. I have to take this call.
Can you do a... Okay. You take a call. In the meanwhile, I'm putting up the information, okay? Just get back to me once you're done with the call. I'm on the line waiting.
It's a half an hour or more call. It's a sales pitch. It's a sales pitch. You don't understand.
I know that, sir. It won't take any much more time, sir. Please allow me some time so that I can put up all the information. Please.
Let me tell you something. You know how you're afraid of losing your job? I don't take this call, I might lose my job.
Absolutely.
Do you get it? Actually, do you know anything about business?
No, I do, sir. I'm just trying. All right. What information do you see on your computer? Tell me, sir.
It's like there's two different banks. It says business and personal.
Yes, you need to deposit the money onto the personal savings account.
Okay. So should I just get rid of the business account then? Is that not that's probably not important?
I don't think so.
Should I just erase?
Just check your internet, sir. Just check your internet. There are a few corrections that I need to do.
Which one?
So I disconnected the network at one point because I saw him paste the bank account information and it looked like multiple banks. And I wanted to make sure I could see all of them. And when I reconnected the internet, it seems as though he...
So just check your internet.
Can't get back on the computer.
It is not responding at all.
Listen, I'm not a computer tech guy. I don't know what to do.
All right, so listen.
You're making me really nervous.
When I get nervous,
I start to sweat, and I hate the feeling of sweat.
Okay, I'm really sorry, sir. Even I am nervous. Even I am very nervous at this moment.
It's like a completely unneeded bodily function. And then I start freaking out about it.
I know that, sir. It is a mistake that has happened. I'm giving my level best to fix this up.
One of the biggest business meetings that I've had all year.
They're going to call me, and I
have to be tip-top shape. I can't be drowning in my own sweat.
Yeah, and now listen to me. Don't ask any information of your account balance to your bank. Just do the wire from your checking account. That's it. No asking about, sir, because your account is interconnected with the... Listen to me. I'm explaining it why. Your bank account is interconnected with the portal at this moment. All right. They will be hiding the transactions. So your bank might see glitches over there. All right. Because to save up the taxes, we have to hide the transactions. Okay, that is why I told you to make it totally personal. You don't have to ask anything about the deposit or anything.
I'm going to make this personal. When I call, I'm going to tell them that you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell them I'm ticked off. I'm personally offended that they allowed $60,000 into my account today. Like, where do they get off thinking
you don't have to ask about this. You don't have to ask about this.
$60,000 without any, like, shouldn't they have called me and said, hey, do you want $60,000? Because I would have said, no, that's not my money, right? They should have.
I know that, sir, but in this case, it's not the same, right?
Banks where you can get it, where you get.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to share any information.
Hey,
yes.
Alert! Alert! Someone's trying to send you a significant amount of money. Are you sure that you want that significant amount of money, or is it maybe a mistake? And then you can say yes or no.
We don't have that facility, sir. That you're bad. I'm sorry. We'll keep this next time.
Elon Musk designed a rocket ship that allegedly can go up into the sky and do like a 180 and come back down and land on some sort of trampoline, but we can't approve and deny charges for our banks? I'm telling you, it's crazy. It's personal is what it is.
It's personal, and the bank will try tricky questions on you because
I gotta go. I got a meeting.
Sir, you need to send me the receipt. They will send you a receipt. You need to...
I'm just hanging up on him.
I'm sure he'll call back in a second.
Hello?
We got disconnected. Listen, I gotta go.
Okay, what I'm saying is, you go... They will give you a wire receipt. You need to give me the wire receipt on this number, okay? And don't ask any information about your account balance, everything. Everything will be fixed once we receive the money, okay?
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to do the wire in the morning because I got meetings all night.
Okay, not an issue, but keep it confidential, sir, all right? You call me up once you are free. Once you're done with the meeting, call me up. I'll wait for your call.
Okay,
yeah, whatever time you're free.
Probably be like 9 o'clock tonight.
9 o'clock?
Yeah.
So you are not doing the wire over the phone right now? Or you'll be doing it tomorrow in the morning?
Probably tomorrow, because I got meetings. Okay.
So could I call you by 9 o'clock? Would that be fine?
Unless you want to...
Oh, you call me up.
No,
you leave a text.
That's a crazy idea. That, I was thinking you could help me, but no, that's... No, just...
Sir, you need to understand my position because my debt department, they'll be questioning me a lot.
I'm looking at my calendar right now. I got meetings all day, all morning. I got meetings from... I got 8 a.m., 8:30, 8:45.
Do one thing, do the wire right away. Do the wire right away. Call up your bank, do it.
9:35. I don't know why I have a 5-minute meeting. 10 o'clock.
Meeting at 10:00. I don't know.
Okay, I'm free at 4 o'clock tomorrow. How's that work?
Sir, I'm saying, can you do it right away? Just call up your bank and do it right away. Don't make it till tomorrow because it will again take 48 hours. So if
can you do me
it,
a favor?
If you do it right now.
I have an idea. This is crazy. I have an idea. Can you help me with something? I'll help you if you can help me. So here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, definitely.
Tomorrow morning, I have a pretty big meeting. What if my 9, because the bank opens around 9 o'clock, I think, right? That's normal.
Okay.
So what if?
Yeah.
What if you pretend to be like my assistant for the call? So basically, a friend of a friend, a guy I went to college with, and I invested in his brother's business, and they're doing great. You know, doing great. And his son and his stepdaughter have some random business idea, and I promised them that I would hear their pitch, but it's probably going to be a bad, you know, like it might not be. The point is, what if you like pretend to be my assistant for a couple minutes and like stall for me in the morning, and then
I would do that. I can do that.
You can do that. Well, listen, I'll call you tomorrow. I'll call you tomorrow morning then, around 11. What time zone are you in?
You just said like you call according to your time, sir.
Oh, okay. What time is it for you right now?
What time will you, sir? What time?
Okay, so I'll call
you. Absolutely.
Yeah. I was thinking 9 your time. is what I was thinking.
No, 9 your time. What the time the bank gets open, you call me that time. You
no,
do the
I
wire
can't.
And whatever work you are asking me.
No, I can't. The meeting's a little bit later tomorrow. I'm talking 9 California time is when you'd have to do the meeting. That's what I mean.
Okay. You mean to say the 11 o'clock from your time, right?
Yeah. I'll call you before that, though, because we got to discuss. God, this is probably stupid. You know what? Forget it.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Fine. I'll just do this.
And do
can
remember,
I just do this?
As you're sharing this to me as a friend,
I think
listen
that's a bad
to me,
idea.
Sir, as you're sharing this.
What if we just do it like Thursday? Because that's you're probably going to mess it up. I don't know.
Sir, Thursday, I won't be able to wait them too long, sir. I won't be able to wait them too long. Because even if you do a wire, it takes 48 hours for the funds to get credited.
Yeah, but
international
what if it takes a while at the bank or I get held up in traffic, then you're going to have to answer my emails and take all my phone calls. Like, you can't do that. You can't. Can you do that?
I know I can do it, but we have to pause that for half an hour, sir.
Okay.
You're going to the bank, doing the wire rapidly. It won't take much time. The time you're taking to talk to me, by that time you would be able to do the wire.
Okay, so you're saying that tomorrow at 9, well, I'll call you, can you show up, can I call you before 9 o'clock tomorrow?
That'll be fine. I have no issues with that, sir. You can call me by 8:30, 8 o'clock. You don't know how big this is for me.
Yeah, well, you don't know.
Right?
One of the meetings, listen, I have some pretty big meetings tomorrow, too, so you're going to have to, like...
I will pray for you. Your meeting goes well.
No, you're going to be doing the meeting for me. If I'm going to the bank, you have to pretend to be my, like, assistant or something. You know what I mean?
I can. All right. I can do that.
Because if I don't show up to the meetings, I'm going to lose my job.
You're going to lose your job? You've been doing a business and you're going to lose your job?
Sir, I don't own my own business. What are you talking about?
Okay. You just said a while ago you own a business. You're a businessman. You invest.
Yeah. What people, I... do you listen to anything that I say? My job.
I do, sir. I do.
People call and I listen to their business. You know what? Forget it. I'll call you Thursday. You know what? Forget it. I'll call you. That's fine.
It's Thursday. Thursday is not possible. I cannot wait them that long. I will lose my job by that time. You might lose your account also.
Okay, then tomorrow morning, let me call you tomorrow morning and I'll see if you can... Do you know how to ask... Okay, do you know anything about business? Do you know anything about business at all?
Absolutely, sir. I know a lot about business.
Anyway, listen, I gotta go. I gotta call in 1 minute, so I'll call you in the morning. You can trust me, I promise. Please don't call the police.
Listen, I am trusting you, but what I want is I want you to do the wire tomorrow only. I want you to promise me that. And I want you to keep this between only you and me. Don't share it to your colleagues or to your partners.
I promise that
okay.
If you help
all
me
right, sir, you go
tomorrow,
now. You
I
go
will
now.
Help you.
I trust you. Definitely. Thank you. Now you go and do your work. We'll talk tomorrow and we'll fix it. And don't use your computer and don't log into your account. Okay? Till tomorrow.
Bye.
Okay, don't log into your online banking, sir.
I kind of have to, though, because I have to at least do my emails. At least my emails.
Yeah, you can use your emails, but don't log into your online banking because the portal is still connected. If they found anyone active on the account, for the safety reason, they will simply freeze the account. Okay?
Okay.
So please don't log into your online banking.
Okay. Dude, I didn't waking up. Someone else
all right.
Okay.
I'll wait for your call in the morning.
Okay, yeah, call me. Yeah, sorry, I was trying to call earlier, but for some reason, I think it's because my cell phone gets kind of bad reception.
I don't know. It might be because of the network, sir. You can do one thing. I believe you are available right now. You can do the wire right away, right?
Well,
you have the information with yourself.
Yeah. So I just want to go over a couple things because, so if I remember correctly, the plan is pretty much you're gonna help me out with my job. I'm gonna help you out with your job.
Yes, the plan is I'm going to help you out on your job, and you're going to help me on my job.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's going to take me half an hour at least to get over there to the bank and get the money. You want to, you know, try to wire the money.
That's not an issue, sir. That's not an issue. I will definitely take good care of your work.
The issue is that I have a meeting. I have meetings that start in 10 minutes, and I've been trying to call you all morning because I wanted to make sure that you were prepared to take the meetings for me. You're going to have to pretend to be my, you know, like associate.
I was available for you, sir. I called you in the morning, right? I've been calling you since like 2 to 3 hours ago, right?
Really?
So
no,
your phone was not available. I tried calling you many times.
Call you. I think it was like you said, the network or something like that.
I believe it's because of that. All right, like, we shouldn't waste any more time.
Okay, are you on my,
right?
Are you able to connect to the computer again like you did? Because I have a,
yes.
I have to show you what you're supposed to do for me.
All right, you just try to turn on your computer. Just turn on your computer.
Okay, let me check. God, this is, I'm so stressed out. Okay, so the first call, I got two people calling in, two separate meetings. They usually go for about 15 minutes each. Okay? And these are product pitches. So what they're doing is these companies are looking for funding.
Yeah.
Right? They're startup companies. They're trying to get money from us, and you know, your job is to basically screen them. There's a questionnaire, like some questions that you're supposed to ask, and it'll help me and my colleagues later decide whether or not we're going to give them money. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah. So what's your, what are you going to tell them? Say that you were, just say, I'm Richard's, I'm Richard's associate. Does that sound professional enough? Richard's,
yeah, it does.
Junior?
Richard's associate, it sounds professional.
Do you want to say Rich's junior?
Junior would be also good. Yeah, you can say even assistant. I've got no issues with that. I just need to tackle for 15 minutes, I believe. I'll be good in that.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get back in time. You might have to take two of these meetings. Is that going to be a problem? I mean, they're not that hard.
I know it's not that hard, sir. I take meetings every day, right? So that's not a big deal for me. I will definitely take good care of these, right?
Okay.
You just tell me the information that I need to share to them, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm turning my computer on so I can make sure that you have everything.
Your computer
you need.
Is not yet on? Sir, I would just suggest you that if you do the wire right away,
the executives told me that if I'm not able to get you know, any more of these meetings through and get any more money set up by the end of the year, that I might lose my job. So I'm kind of freaking out, you know. It's starting to make me really nervous. But okay, so make sure that you say, hi, this is Rich's Junior. I'm gonna be handling the meeting today, Rich. We gotta come up with an excuse as to why I can't be there.
You need to check your internet. Huh?
The first meeting, they said they need 5 minutes. They're running a little bit late. I'm gonna text them back and say that's fine. How do I get connected?
Sir, instead of that, you do one thing.
Uh-huh.
In the meanwhile, while it's taking your system to get connected, you go and do the wire, okay?
Okay,
if you
well,
do the
about,
wire, you don't have to stay connected to
me.
Neither
address?
I have to. Yeah, definitely I can give you your email address.
Yeah, give me your email and I'll just email you the form you gotta fill out. We'll do it that way. Okay, so the first person you're gonna be talking to, they're well, you'll figure it out. I just please be professional, okay? And pretend that you're like a business guru.
Don't I sound professional to you?
No. No, you don't. Your phone.
Okay.
It's your phone. You sound like you're in a cafeteria right now. Your phone is really bad. It's fine. Just if you can figure out a way to make your phone sound better, that'd be great. But whatever. Yeah, it's Richard.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Are you connected to my internet? Because I got the call's going to start any minute. I mean, are you on the computer?
Hello. Yes, I can hear you, sir. I can hear you.
Are you on my computer, or is there a way we can get you on my computer?
Yes. Yes. I'm there on your computer.
So you can see Google right now? You see that?
You on the light for a moment. Yes, I see. It's a Google Chrome.
Okay, so look, here's the deal. I'll start the call. I can start the first call with you. But,
how would I take the call?
Good point. Should I just tell them to call you?
Yes, that'll be fine.
Okay, so do you see the screen? It's basically a questionnaire. Like, describe your idea. How much equity?
All right, that's very okay. I'll just ask them these questions, right?
Yeah, but you know, try to have fun with it. You know, try to like really get them engaged and talk about their business.
Be friendly to them.
Yeah, the general. Yeah. What I want you to do, though, you're gonna have to write some notes down and say like whether or not you think they're good at, you know, it's a good investment opportunity. Because I gotta give all this to my boss, so just write down like, is it a good idea? Did they seem smart / savvy / good biz? You know, write down any ideas and it'll be fine. So should
yeah,
I
you
have
can,
them,
you can, you can put
I
up the point.
Should I have them just call you directly, you think? Is that easier?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be easier. That's pretty fine.
Okay,
I'll take
and
care
if they
of
ask where
now
I am,
please call
if
up.
They ask
now you
where
please
I am,
go to the bank
them,
and do the wire.
Yeah, if they ask what happened to me, you know, just tell them that my neighbor is very hospitable and brings in stray like squirrels maybe that have fallen out of their nests and things like that, and you know, they had like a dozen squirrels.
I will tell
and
you
I went
that
in there
I will
and
tell
I
them
to
that you were having some medical emergency,
and instead they tried to fetch my arm, and so I'm in the hospital. That's pretty believable, I think. Tell them something like that, okay?
All right, sir.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the bank. I'll
now
call
you do one thing?
Yeah, I'll call you at some point. Just please don't mess this up for me. I'm trusting you, okay?
Sir, don't worry about that. I won't disappoint you, okay? You don't disappoint me, I won't disappoint you.
Okay.
Don't worry about that.
I told, remember one thing.
First, before you go to the bank, listen to me now. Before you go to the bank, please tell me the information. I believe you know that you need to do this transaction in the savings account. The information that you have the information, right? Or you want me to give it to you right now again on the computer?
No, I have it. I have it.
I believe your bank is just 5 minutes away, right?
No, it's not 5 minutes away.
No, it's going to take me probably 30 minutes by the time I can get there and do the wire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not an issue. Let them call me. I will just put up the information and I will print that out for you, okay?
Okay.
If you want, I can call you up from a different number
along with that.
Just
hurry up.
It will
Can you hurry?
So you're going, I know, but just remember, make it personal. Nothing you need to ask about account information or anything. I will show you once you are back home. Okay. Now, best of luck. Go and do the wire. I'm waiting for you.
Yeah.
The amount will be 59,000. Okay.
Right. 59,000. Right. Got it. Okay. And when they call,
yes,
just make sure, please don't mess this up for me. Okay.
I won't mess this up for you. Don't worry about it. I will definitely take care of this. You take care of the bank.
Okay. Thank you.
Definitely. I'll be more professional.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I want you to write notes, you know, on a notepad and do fill out the form. If I don't fill out those forms, it's going to be bad news bears. You understand?
Definitely. I will fill up all these forms.
Yeah. Okay. I got to go. I'm going to go and please
All right. Just go and do the wire. I'll take care of this.
Okay. When you answer the phone, what's your name? What's your name again? Make it a more professional sounding name, like
Jack Dawson. Jack Dawson.
Not Jack Dawson. Isn't that the guy from like Titanic or something? Your name Clarence.
Yes, Tom Perry.
No, don't do that. Just forget about it. Don't worry about it. I gotta go. It doesn't matter.
I believe Jack is good, sir.
Okay.
I think I'll just be Nevaeh first.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Hi, madam. This is Jack Dawson. I'm Richard's junior. How can I help you?
Oh, yeah. Richard mentioned that I might be talking to one of his associates. Is that... Did I call the right number?
Yes, ma'am. I'm the associate.
Okay.
Yes, you've called the right number.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes.
Well, are you ready then? I know I called a minute early. Is that okay?
It's all right.
Okay. If I'm honest, I'm a little bit nervous. I've never really done this before, but I'm really excited, and I wanted to start off by saying thank you for taking the time.
Like, how did you start this? How did you got this part about investing?
What? Oh, we're just jumping. Are we just jumping?
I'm saying that how did you get the thought about investing? How did you got it? Like, from where you thought of something?
Yeah, honestly, it was more of a, it came to me in a dream, actually. So I keep a pretty detailed journal of all of my dreams.
Okay.
And one night I woke up and I realized, well, it was a little bit of both. So I had this dream where I was really, really hungry, and I had landed on an island, kind of like that show Lost, except there wasn't a smoke monster and it ended, legitimately. But when I woke up, I realized I didn't have any food. And the only thing that I had were my earbuds. Like the little, you know what I mean by earbuds?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And so I took a bite of my earbud, and in the dream, it tasted so good. It provided me like sustenance, and I thought,
wow,
what if we make that a reality, you know? That's kind of what I came from.
Absolutely, that's fun. That's really fun. We can think of doing that.
Yeah.
So is the amount you've thought of investing now?
Yeah, so I guess that's sort of like a segue into my idea. Or my company's idea, which is taste buds, earbuds with flavored, you know, audio devices. If you want, I can send you an email, or I could send Richard an email right now with the product.
You want my email address right now?
No, I mean, I guess, but I sent it to Richard. I'm sending Richard
Yeah, email. You can. Yeah, yeah. You can email it to Mr. Richard.
Okay, cool.
Mr. Richard will look on to that. He's got something emergency work. That's why he's out. Or else he would have been attending this call for you. But he said, like, this call is so important, and the work is also very important. He said that please assist it for a time being. I said definitely. I would love to help someone when they're needed.
Sorry, it's a little bit hard to hear your phone.
I'm already the associate of the company.
Are you on a cell phone or something? It's kind of hard to hear you.
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone, madam.
Oh, okay. Well, it's fine. As long as you can hear me.
What I was asking is,
I guess.
I can hear you better. Okay. You sound very good.
Oh my God, thank you.
So what I was saying is that as you've got a wonderful idea, all right? If I would have been in your position, I would have definitely come up to live that dream, okay? Whatever you saw in the dream. And the way you want the equipment to be worked, I believe it was an awesome idea. So that's what I'm asking. Like, how much are you willing to invest in that? What will be the investment of that?
Oh, like
product
how much,
that you want to be launched.
Wait, how much money
Yeah.
am I asking you to give me? Or what are you...
What do you I'm mean? Asking how much money do you... And will you invest on this idea?
Oh,
money. How
me
much money
personally,
will you?
I'm investing all of the money in my savings account. So that's how much I believe in this idea.
So. Okay. Okay. It means you believe to be 100% that this will definitely hit the market and it will be a success in the market, right?
Correct. Yeah, that's why I'm investing. That's why I'm investing all of the money in my savings account.
Yeah, I can sense that by your sound only, that you're sounding so confident on your dream that
yeah.
this will definitely come up with the good news, I believe. Definitely.
That's okay. Thank you. It's sort of my dream to make my dreams come true now. So.
To live, yeah, that'll be fine, madam. That'll be fine to live your dream that you thought of and you can live that dream.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, what was your name again? I'm sorry. What was your name?
Jack Dawson.
Jack. Okay. And what did you say happened to Rich? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's totally fine. He just got some very important work.
Okay.
Rich is just totally fine. He
okay.
just said like the timing for the call is very important. So please, you attend that call. I said I would definitely love to do that.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Yes, madam. So what I'm saying is, can you please enlighten me more about the product?
Let me do that. He said that you had like some specific questions for me that you were gonna ask
yes,
me.
Yes, there are specific. Yes, it's like the first question is, how much cash do you have on hand? The startup investing questionnaire.
Sure, I can't really
form,
hear
you
your
agree,
phone.
You're
I can't really hear what you're. You sound muffled. Do you have me on speakerphone
All right.
or something?
I'll be more clear. The form is, by filling this form, you agree you are a subject to NDA and all your past, present, and future ideas, including but not limited to those defining humankind's current understanding of energy and matter. Therefore, or thereby, I belong to company name here and its corresponding investors and their family members and pets. The first question is, how much cash do you have on hand?
Like, how much is
the
business? The
options are 5K.
Like, the business or me?
No, the business. For the business, how much cash do you have?
What are the options?
The options are, the first one is $5,000. Second one is $10,000+. Third one is $100,000+. Fourth one is no. Fifth is other.
Oh. Can you do
I'm
other?
All right, I'll go up with the other.
Yeah, and then just put
and the next question
put like
is
$6 for other? Six?
Six what? $6 or $600,000?
$6.
$6?
Well, right now, because, you know, we've been spending a lot of money on, like, research and development and stuff like that. So right now, there's only $6.
So I'll just put up other.
Yeah, but okay. So just put other.
And the next question is, how much equity are you offering for what amount?
How much equity am I offering? What is equity exactly?
Equity, your equity line, the credit line of your bank.
Okay. Oh, how much, like the credit line of my bank?
Yes.
Well, my credit cards are maxed out. I have about $37,000 in debt. Is that what that means?
Yeah, that's what it's asking.
Okay.
What's the maximum amount of credit you get? And the next question is, describe your idea in as few words as possible. Think elevator pitch, but the building is only one story tall.
Sorry, say that again. Your phone is so... Do you have me on speakerphone? Sometimes when I'm like watching a TV show and I'm talking to my friends, I'll put my phone in a garbage can across the room because that's what it sounds like you're doing.
No, madam. What I'm saying is describe your idea in as few words as possible. Maximum 5.
Oh. Eat your own earwax. No. Eat your own... Eat your own earbuds. Eat... edible...
Eat...
Edible, really tasty.
Edible.
Okay, do edible, edible.
Okay.
Earbuds. Taste buds. Okay, do this.
Yeah,
taste you can buds with a Z. Mics that you eat. How about that?
I believe the edible earbud was good.
Edible audio. Edible audio. How about eat your audiobooks when you're done with them? How many words is that? Eat your audiobooks when
No, I believe edible earbud is sounding more good.
Okay. All right, yeah, that's fine then, if you think that sounds good.
All right, the next question will be, on the scale of leggings to Tupperware, how successful do you think your company will be 3 years from now?
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that scale.
The options are legging, Velcro, Beanie Baby, Frontline, Fortnite, internationally acclaimed, Blockbuster, Amway, Tupperware.
Internationally acclaimed what?
And like internationally acclaimed means it's not only the product is in United States of America, it's across the globe.
Oh. I mean, it's definitely going to be better than leggings.
I believe internationally acclaimed would be fine because by 3 years, I believe you got a good idea. Your product could be internationally acclaimed.
Do you really genuinely think that it's a good idea? Something that my mom was saying.
Genuinely, I genuinely think that's why I'm advising, or else I wouldn't have suggested you anything in this.
Okay, because something that my mom was saying is that she thinks that it's kind of bad because once you eat the earbuds, they'll be gone. And that's something that we're working on. But from my perspective, like from an investing perspective, that just means that they'll have to buy more earbuds, right? Like that's a good.
Absolutely. Like candy.
Right. Just like candy. And at $50 a bud, that's like a ton of profit we would make.
Too expensive.
Also, so the other idea I had is if you don't want to eat the whole thing right away, you can just lick it.
Yes, but I believe that would be edible, so they can't eat it.
Okay.
So I believe internationally acclaimed would be good, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Now the next question will be, does your business address any of these big questions facing society today?
What question?
Like the place where you will be... The question is, does your business address any of these questions facing society today? Like your business, is your business, like wherever your business place will be, is there any kind of problems like these, climate change or clean energy, propane or charcoal exploration, Mars colonization,
clean energy, parental conservatorship, artificial intelligence.
Oh my God.
Nothing, I believe.
Yeah. So my business addresses multiple of those. So for one, you could definitely wear these if you were going to be colonizing Mars. And if you run out of food while you're on Mars, you'd have the added benefit of, I'm sorry, are you in a cafeteria right now? Are you? I just hear a bunch of people talking.
Absolutely. Absolutely not, madam. I'm not in a cafeteria. I'm sitting, there are people working on my behind.
Can you close your door? So I can, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be rude. It's just, this is really,
I'm really sorry.
I just expected a different level of working on professionalism, this. Considering all the other calls I had with Richard.
I really understand, ma'am, but actually I was in the middle of something, Richard asked me to, for this favor. So I'm really sorry for this.
Okay.
So I believe you won't face any difficulty now. Can you tell? All right. So I would definitely select clean energy, right?
No. Mars colonization for sure. Because, like, let's say you're on Mars and you run out of the only thing that you can grow is potatoes. And then you realize that you might not actually get off of Mars and you're starting to starve. You could eat the earbuds and have, probably at least an extra day or two worth of life. So that's an added benefit. Right. I also, believe strongly... that this is a good proponent of or a deterrent for parental what was the other word that you said about parental stuff? I definitely don't like my mother, so this is a way for me to get back at my mom. So I definitely just check that box.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I can put that question on pending. You can clear that with your mom and then you can select it.
What?
That'd be fine.
Yeah, I better ask her.
So the next question will be, do you have any marketing material?
Yeah, I just emailed you. Can you check? Do you have access to Richard's
all right,
email?
Richard. Okay, Richard will just check that.
Okay. I also have there's a little bit of a jingle that I wrote. I'm prepared to, so it goes like, baby, 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 oh, and then there's somebody chomping on the earbuds.
That's fine. So you have a jingle too, right?
Yeah.
All right. The next question will be, can you describe your target demographic?
Oh, probably everybody with money.
Everybody with money.
Yeah, is that considered a demographic? Oh, no, absolutely. I'm a little bit more, I think I lean Republican instead of demographic, personally.
Okay.
Can you tell me what a demographic is? Is it a demographic and republographic?
Yeah, the public graphic.
Or is it republic graphic versus demographic? Or what's the...
Actually, I don't even know the exact answer of a demographic. Demographic is a... How can I tell you? Like, your... How can I say? Your vision to think that how much would you be able to make up in the coming years with this business.
I think a conservative estimate is... $3 trillion. And I'll tell you how that I arrived.
$3 trillion.
Let me explain
my math on
that one.
So much money.
Yeah. Well, think about it this way. Do you know how many boomers there are in the United States today that don't understand technology?
Yes.
How many? Because I don't know. Let's just say
I still don't know a number.
I think there's probably at least least a million of them. There's at least a million boomers who don't understand technology, but they want to buy their grandkids good tech stuff. And so let's say on average they each have 4.5 grandkids. That's 1 million times 4.5. That's like almost 5 million. So let's just round up to 5 million. And each of them are probably going to buy, I don't know, at least 4 of my buds. You know what I mean? So that's 5 million times 4.
You're talking about the whole family?
Right.
You are counting on the population, right?
Oh my God, you're right. Do you think it's that big? Should I just, can you do me a favor really quick? What's the total population of the world? What's the total population of the world right now?
You're talking about the world population of United States of America.
Worldwide, because this is internationally acclaimed, right? That's what you said?
All right. Yeah, it's 7.9 billion now.
Okay, so what's 7.9 billion? Hold on, I have a calculator. 7.9 billion times... If these were,
you know,
each,
how many zeros are there on billions, right?
I think that it's pretty close. I think if everyone in the world bought these, it's fair to say that I would generate at least $1 trillion.
But I don't think so. You should count on the whole world's population on this, because this won't be a boom or boost directly to the world process. But it will take time with that, I believe. To go globalize, it will take time.
How much time do you think?
It depends. It depends on the response you get on your home country.
Okay, because here's the thing. I really want to make the 30 under 30 list, and I'm 28. So do you think I can, in 2 years?
Yeah, that'll be fine. You are 28 years, right?
Yeah, so do you think 2 years I'll be able to make it happen?
Yeah, 15 to 20 years. 15 to 20 years. Mom, can you please excuse me? I'm getting a very important call.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's fine.
Can you excuse me for 2 minutes?
Okay, sure.
Thank you. Just stay on the line. Thank you.
Hey, Mom. Yeah, I'm just on an investor pitch right now, so I'm going to have to talk to you in a little bit.
Can you hear me, Mom?
Yeah, they think that my company is going to be worth $3 trillion. So, yeah. No, I'm not going to. No. God.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello? I'm here.
Hello. Yeah. I believe you're talking to your mom, right?
Oh God. Yeah. Yep. That was my
mom. We definitely believe you will make up to $3 trillion.
Thank
very
you.
Very soon.
Oh, could you hold on? Can you hold on 1 second, actually? Do you mind just 1 second?
Sure.
Hey, Mom, listen to this. Okay, say it really loud because I have the phone on speakerphone. So you think I'm going to make $3 trillion? Hello? I'm sorry, was that not professional of me? Hello? Oh, is everything okay?
Everything is fine, ma'am. So, okay. Should we get to the next question?
Yeah. I know he said that you guys usually do these calls pretty quick. So, whatever else you need to ask me, ask away.
Would you use social media influencers to promote your brand?
Absolutely, I would. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that's what's going on. To globalize, you need to use, I believe.
Yeah.
Because social networking are the most, I believe.
Do you think that, like, could you name a couple influencers that you think would be good to use?
Yeah, that'll be fine. You know, like the social networking things, I believe people are using, most of the people, I believe, not most, I should say everyone is using nowadays.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, my marketing plan is basically to get people like Cardi B, J-Lo, Kanye, and other mainstream people to Adele? Sing some of their songs. Yeah, Adele, Flava Flav, and to sing some of their songs, and then take a bite of their the taste buds as they're singing it. Right. So so imagine ice baby, dun, 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 dun. And then you take a chomp out of your taste buds. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good. That sounds very good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess my answer would be yes. Also, celebrities.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And the next question would be, usually there are toys like PlayStation or hacky sacks in startup companies. What do you have?
What?
You play PlayStation? You play PlayStation?
No, I don't. I'm not familiar with PlayStation. What's that?
You don't play video games?
No, but I've played hacky sack before.
Okay, so hacky stuff. And how many of your old friends and family have you recruited on Facebook?
Oh my God, easily like, I don't, what are the options? I mean, a lot. I tell everyone on Facebook.
It's about, like 0 to 2, 3 to 7, 15 to 39, over 100, over 200, over 9,000.
Oh, did you say over 9,000?
Yes, madam.
Maybe if I had influencers, I would be able to do that, but I don't. Right now, I'd probably say like 15.
You go over 9,000 then.
Maybe like 30 people.
30?
Probably 30 people.
Okay. Yeah. So, and the next question would be, is there a mascot associated with your brand?
You know, we have like an on again, off again thing. There was a guy I met on Craigslist that was willing to dress up in a Teletubbies outfit and take the earbuds out of his ears.
You like Teletubbies?
Well, I think it would just go really well with our brand, but I haven't been able to contact him recently. Every time I text him, he doesn't respond to me. I don't know. It's kind of complicated, I guess. Okay. It's tricky to answer this question.
All right.
Just say like yes and no, I guess.
Yes and no. Okay.
Yeah, I would say like I'm not really sure if it's a yes or a no. Is there any other questions you have, or are we kind of?
No, that was all. That was all, madam.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking the time. I guess before I go, the last little kind of, I guess, pitch that I wanted to say is, if you can imagine yourself 3-4 years from now, and you're alone on a desert island. Okay, sorry. God,
hello?
I'm just so nervous. Hello?
What I'm saying is, I'm saying that Mr. Really... Richard will get back to you once he sees your emails and answers.
Oh, okay. Well, how do you think I did?
But you were wonderful, Mom. You were good in this.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
You definitely had some good answers.
Okay.
Yep.
Would you invest?
Thank you, Mom.
Like, would you invest or?
Yes, Mom.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right.
You're welcome, Mom.
Hopefully I'll hear from you soon or Richard soon or whatever. Thank you.
Very soon you'll get back the good news, Mom. Thank you.
Okay. Do you think that Richard's going to invest? Because I'm asking for $600,000.
I know that. Richard might think of it because that's why he asked me to listen to all your answers and analyze it. And as far as what I found out is, it's very good. It's a good plan. So I would definitely talk to Richard about it. I asked him to go through his email and answers. All right.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And he will get back to you as soon as possible.
Okay, well, tell him that I would take as little as like 100,000, and I would give away 50% of my. I'll give away 50% of the company. Literally, like what? Richard.
Okay.
Tell Richard that any amount that he invests, I'll give him half of the company. Well, have a good day, I guess.
All right, ma'am. I'll definitely. You too have a good day, ma'am. You too have a good day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
we'll
bye.
Get back to you soon. Bye-bye.
I just realized that I talked to him for like a really long time.
I talked to him for a while. I'm going to call him from the car, I guess. Be like, hey, how'd it go? How'd things go? All right, let me muffle my voice a little bit. And I think it's funny that he's like, yeah, ma'am, this is such a good idea. You'll definitely... But he also goes, yeah, I don't think you probably shouldn't focus on the entire world market, though. Like, that's probably not gonna work.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, can you hear me? I'm in the car. Is this... Hello?
Okay.
Dawson?
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
Dawson, is that you?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Oh, cool, cool. Hey, how'd the meeting go?
It was very good. The meeting was very good.
Oh, great.
How did everything go? The bank?
I texted the next guy, Carl, who was supposed to call, and I said, hey, can we reschedule for, he's going to call around 1. I'm hoping I can be back. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I'll be back or not, but...
All right.
But yeah, you don't...
All right. Like, yeah, how is the, like, is the wire done?
I can't get back to the office and you had to take the call. You don't have to go through all the questions with this guy. Just, you know, talk to him about, talk shop.
Okay. All right. I'm talking about the wire. Is the wire done?
Oh, yeah. So the wire, I had a little bit of a problem with it. I'm driving to the other bank, though, because I got... The one that I went to is like a small...
You're driving to the branch?
Yeah, I'm driving to a bigger branch. So apparently I can't do international transfers, I guess. So I'm going to try to talk to the guy. There's a branch like 10 minutes away. It's like
sure,
a big...
definitely you can do international wire from your bank. You can it's the Bank of America, and Bank of America holds... Everything globalized, all transactions.
I know. Yeah, it's a fraud thing. It's a fraud thing because I guess I never verified some of the stuff on my account. They need a passport.
Okay.
Or a bunch
so you
of
can you can tell them that it's your personal transaction. You've never done it, but now you're doing it. You're sending this money to your friend as an old loan repayment to United Kingdom. She's your friend.
Yeah, it's the Patriot Act. I guess they have to have a passport or something. I don't know. I could do transfers in the United States, though. It's just because this is international.
I know you can do it in the United States, but Bank of America also won't be complicated, sir. If you directly go and meet, say the bank teller that I have to do this transaction and it's my personal one, they will definitely allow you.
Okay, well, I don't have a passport, and I don't have a driver's license on me. My driver's license is at home.
So you have to take your driver's license to the bank, sir. Then only they will be doing it.
Okay, well, let me see what I can do. Let me see what I can do. All right?
Sir, you have to do it today, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm like 8 minutes from this other bank, so I'm going to talk to them, and I'm going to see if they'll let me do it.
They won't let you do it without your driver's license or any of your IDs. If you have any of your IDs, like your social security card,
yeah, I have
or
my social
your driver's
security
license
card
or your passport,
I have my social.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, I also have my CPR.
You
license,
need the ID, sir.
So.
The social security card won't help you out over there. You need any of the IDs, like the how can I say, like your driver's license, your passport.
there are many things else. Your retirement ID.
Okay. All right.
So you need your ID. First, you go home, collect your ID, and then go to the bank.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you something. Can I... What's your name? What was your name? Nancy? I don't remember her name, but the idea, it was something about music, right? Was it good?
Yes. Yeah, it was good.
How much money
It was very good. I will explain it to you. Whatever she said to me,
for?
I have all the answers
thinking,
on the computer.
I have a little bit of money myself I wanted to invest, too. And while I'm at the bank, you know, I figured, well, I might as well take care of both things.
Okay. That's what she was expecting. That's what she was expecting.
How
like
much?
To send this plan to you and ask that how much the maximum you would be able to invest.
How much money? What did she ask for?
He's looking for $600,000.
Oh my God. 600,000?
Yeah, that's a huge amount.
Well, that's not a, it depends. I mean, has she sold any of the units yet?
No, she hasn't started. Not yet. You tell me one thing first of all. Are you on the way back home to collect your ID?
No, I got my social security card, so I'm like 5 minutes away from this other branch. It's like the main branch.
Sir, the
here.
Social security card is not accepted for the wires, I believe.
Well, they'll be able to look it up. This is like the main branch. I'm going to talk to the manager.
Right.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. Do you think that she would... Can you do me a favor? Did she email you at all?
Yes. She said she has already emailed you everything.
Can
onto
you
your
email?
Email.
Will you
right.
go on my email and just write to her if she would accept something closer to $200,000? Okay?
Okay.
And ask
so
her
I have our number and she said...
Ask... Just email her and what stake in your company for close
yeah
to
her name was Nivea. Her name was Nivea. Nivea Taste Bud.
Okay. Yeah. Reply to her and say what percent of your company for $150,000. Okay?
150,000.
Yeah, 1% of your company for 150,000.
No, she said she would like if you invest the whole amount, $600,000, she would share the half profit with you.
No, I know, that's why I'm asking. This isn't that complicated. Ask her what percent of the company for 200,000 or 150,000. It's negotiation.
Okay. Okay. 1%, $450,000.
Yeah, 1% for
right?
$150,000. I'm hoping for at least like 30% of the company.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you don't mind sending that email, that'd be great. I'm about to pull into the bank.
I have already sent it, and this time you go to the bank, please don't miss it, okay? And you already said you've got a Bitcoin account also, right?
Well, my friend Josh, he'd have to help me figure that out, but yeah.
Let it be. Leave it from Josh. You simply go and do the wire over there for $59,000.
Uh-huh.
Tell them it's urgent, all right? You said it's not that hard for you, right?
Hey,
so please make it happen.
If I can't do the international, do you have like a personal account that you could, you have a personal?
I don't have that, sir. I won't be able to issue my personal account directly for these companies' transactions.
Okay.
You mean to say you want an account from United States where you can send the money, right?
Well, I mean, if I can't do it internationally today and you need it,
you would definitely be able to do that wire today. Because
okay.
It's Bank of America. It's one of the best bank in America.
Okay, let me ask you one last thing. What did your gut tell you about her idea? Would you invest in it?
Yeah, she was asking me even to invest on it, but I said I need time to think over it, because okay. Just deciding by listening to her was not convincing to me.
Okay, but if you had my money, you know, if I was investing with my money, do you think that she, you know, do you think the idea is good? Yes or no?
No, I like, if you ask me, like, I would say yes.
Okay, so it's a good idea. All right, thank you. Yeah, I'll take your advice. I appreciate that. I always go with my gut.
Thank you.
Like I said, I
did your work, all right? I did your work. Now I want you to...
Hopefully you didn't need anything bad this morning, because, yeah. All right, thank you, sir.
Definitely not. Thank you. Like, before you leave the bank, call me up, all right? Once you're there, after doing the wire, call me up.
Okay.
Okay?
And listen, I don't think I'm going to be able to take the next... If you get it, I'm gonna have someone else call in about 10, 15 minutes. Just, it'll be a short call, okay? Talk to them about financing options, stuff like that. Easy peasy.
Okay. But you definitely finish this, okay?
Did she have any hacky sacks in the office? Did she say anything about hacky sacks?
Yeah, she said about the hacky sacks.
Oh, that tells me everything I need to know. All right, thanks. Have a good... I'll call you in a little bit. Thanks.
Okay. Just come up.
That's the secret sauce. That's the hidden question. That's the only question that matters. He's looking at the email right now. Hey, 150K sounds great. I give 40% of the company. Can you wire money today? I already signed the agreement that stays. That's so absurd. This is so absurd. Can you imagine someone being like, yeah, I'll give you 150K without even hearing your business proposal? Oh, jeez.
Hello? Is this Richard? Hello?
Richard is not available. He
Richard?
Will get back to you in 15 minutes, madam.
Oh.
Richard is not available.
Hi.
He will get back
hi.
To you in
Richard,
15 minutes.
Richard told me to call this number.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, this is Ethel. This is Ethel Bildwater. Did you get my email about the dandelion growth serum?
Definitely. I will put this up on my system, and I will ask Ms. I don't have any right to take any action. Mr. Richard will do that.
What was that?
What you need. I said, what do you need? You tell me. I will just pass this on to Mr. Richard. Mr. Richard is not available because he's got some personal work. He's out.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we had scheduled an appointment because I made an invention. And I'm a little bit older, but I'd like to try to take it to market. Because in the community center that I'm at, they have a beautiful garden, but it has no dandelions. And so I found some chemicals that make the dandelions grow mm-hmm. very big.
Mm-hmm.
You can even grow them in your gutter
okay.
if you want.
Okay.
Do you think Richard would want to invest? Or how does it work?
Yeah, I don't know. I will tell this to Richard. I will tell what is it about. And actually, I will just ask Richard to call you, all right? Because I believe you have something on your idea, right? This idea is definitely going to work.
Oh,
so I would just
you.
Say, like, You are welcome, ma'am. I would just say, Mr. Richard, to call you up and discuss about this, because on my point of view, I would suggest Mr. Richard to invest in this.
I really am,
absolutely.
I hate using the computer. I can't figure that thing out. So tell him to call me.
All right. So I would just like to know that what is the plan you've got? Like what amount of money is involved in this? How much do you expect and how much do you are thinking about the investment?
I think a conservative estimate, I think that I would need maybe $2,000 to make a big enough batch to sell at the local garden center and see if it works.
Okay, so you mean the initial requirement would be for $2,000?
Yes, just $2,000.
Okay, madam.
And then
if
that
I will definitely
works,
ask Mr.
We want to get our feet wet. And the spray works great for that, too, on hot days, because it's biodegradable and it's safe on your skin. I've tested it myself. So if you're hot while you're spraying the dandelions, you can squirt it right on your face. Or works pretty good as a natural deodorizer as well. So I actually shower in it. Might be able to sell it.
How do you make that?
Well, I don't know if I can tell you how I make it, because then you'll make it without me.
How smart.
All right. Well, tell Richard to call me then.
Definitely. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, hey, it's Richard. How's it going?
Everything's going fine. How's it going there? Is the wire done?
Yeah, everything's great. Everything's great. I had him send. I actually had to do a couple wires while I was there. At the main place, I proved who I was. I did a little sweet talking, and they let me send the wires through. So we're good to go.
So they have given you a receipt?
Yep.
Can you send me can you click the photo and send it to me on this number first?
Let me see what I can do.
You just need to click the photo and send it to me on this number. Because I need to forward this to my higher authorities. They have been waiting since very long, sir. Before I do anything, I've been given a dead time for half an hour. Before this time, I need to complete this one. I need to produce the receipt.
It's a little hard to hear you. I can pull over, I guess, and take a picture.
Yeah, okay. Just pull over, take a picture, and send it to me, okay? I'm waiting.
Okay, yeah, give me a minute. I got a call. I'm investing in that that girl's company too, so I gotta make a quick phone call to her as well.
Okay, first you send me the receipt, sir. I need the receipt right now.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll get it to you. Hold on.
All right. Yeah, send it to me on this number.
Yeah, let me find a good place to.
All right.
Or is there an email?
All right. No, send it to me
You just click the photo and send it to me on this number. You know how to send the photo to the number?
Give me an email, because I have
very
email.
Very easy, sir. You just need
I'd rather do a secure thing like this over email than texting. So.
Sure. The clicking photo and send it to me on the number is much more easier.
I know what I can do. Are you on my computer still? I'll email it to myself, to my work email. That way you can see
it. That would be fine. Yeah, that would be fine. Email it to yourself.
I'll email it to the work.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
I'll email it to myself. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let me pull over.
All right.
Okay.
Sure. I'll stay on the phone.
Oh, you said I'll stay on the phone.
Okay. I think this guy's getting suspicious, but we'll try to play it off and see what happens. He's definitely looking for emails. Let me call him up from my.
Hello?
Hey, did you get it?
Yeah, I haven't received any email. You need to send it to your email address.
Right. Yeah, hold on. I'm trying to send it through. Are you using that Thunder email or whatever? The Thunder?
Yeah, I believe your email address have the best goats at the rate gmail.com.
Yeah, it's a new one I made for work. It's a new one. My other one was so full of emails. Are you on my computer?
I'm on your computer.
Use the mail. Don't use the window mail. Use the other mail. That one works better. Did you get it or not?
Wait, let me
check. Because I know what's her name. I sent what's her name some money too. So it should be.
No, what I'm asking is, have you emailed it to yourself? I haven't received it.
Oh, I sent it to the wrong person. I sent it to. Okay, hold on a minute. I sent it to the stinking.
You send it to the.
Is it in the inbox?
There's nothing in the inbox.
Okay. Let me do it again. Sorry about all this.
It's alright.
By the way, they said it would probably take a few days for the international one to go through. So.
How much time they said?
2-3 days, probably. I think.
Yeah, that's what. It takes. It usually takes that much time. But what I'm asking is, I haven't received any email from you, sir. You need to email it to yourself. Your email address, havethebestgoats@gmail.com.
Yeah, okay. I'm sending it now. Hopefully it went through this time.
All right.
Oh, jeez. God, what a stressful day. Super stressful day for me. What about you? What'd you think? Did your boss say everything was okay?
I haven't received any email yet. I haven't received the receipt yet, sir.
Oh. Try again. Try refreshing the email, I guess. Sometimes it's slow. You know what? I'm like 5 minutes from my house. Why don't I just drive to my house? Because
yeah, you just come
you
home.
Don't
you
know
come
how
home.
To use email. So.
All right. Just come home.
Okay. Yeah, because it's just go to the inbox. Go to the inbox of the.
I've already received the picture, but the picture is not opening, sir. It's saying it's not in the format.
Okay. Okay, yeah, let me call you in 3 minutes. I'll be home. Oh, there it is. Now he sees it. There we go.
My goal is now to log into the bank, and it'll show that I sent $145,000 to Nevaeh, and that his is pending, and I'm in a negative account balance, and I made a huge mistake. Like, there's a big blunder, and I'm hoping that he'll just get really angry about it. But he might. He's already suspicious of me anyway. So he might just hang up and be like, but whatever, there's a first time for everything, you know? First time for everything. You never know. Okay, let me call him.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, it's Rich. My computer is still updating. I don't know why.
Yes, are you home? Are you,
yeah.
Do one thing. Just go ahead and log into your account, sir. Just see if the money is deducted or not.
Why is my computer still updating?
Your computer is still updating. It will be back. Don't worry.
Okay. Yeah, it's just...
Is it back?
Oh, there we go. Yeah. There we go. Man, making moves today. Investing in a business, getting your job back.
Absolutely.
You think this is how guys like Elon Musk, you think Elon Musk feels like this every day? You know? You think he's just wheeling and dealing?
What did your bank say?
Huh? Say that again?
I said, what did your bank say?
About what?
About the transaction.
Well, I don't know. The person said that they would try to put both the wire transfers through. And because I'm sending money to that
both
girl.
Both the wire means how many wires you did? How many wires you did, sir?
Well, I sent some money to that girl to invest in her company.
Okay.
And then... I also sent some money to you.
So just log into your account.
Yeah. Give me a minute. This is my boss. I was reviewing your form entries.
Okay.
Why are there empty and strange submissions? Did everything go well? What did you do with the form?
Nothing.
My boss.
It's not yet submitted. It's
my boss is asking me why are there empty and strange submissions on the form. What am I supposed to... I'll just tell her it was a glitch.
I've already sent it, sir. I've already sent it. Tell them it's a small delay.
The computer had a glitch or something. Sorry about that. Went ahead with the ear or the taste... idea.
Please log into your account.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Did you get any of your money yet, or?
No. I just want to see if the money is deducted. Just log into your Bank of America account.
Okay. Why is my computer updating?
Because it's getting connected to the portal, sir. Just
okay.
Allow me a moment.
Well, I sent the money. I had to move a lot of money around, so it should have come out of the savings account. Either way.
Just allow me a moment, sir.
Either way, it should be. It should have sent through, though. It should have went through. Because, yeah, I was investing. I sent some money to that
That one girl.
Okay.
It went through, right?
Yes, sir. It went through. I'm just checking. Just allow me a moment.
Why is my computer... Let me restart my computer, because for some reason it's updating. Hello? Are you there?
Yes, I'm there, sir. Just be on hold. Yeah, just be on hold.
Let me close my computer screen, because I don't want my computer to update. I need to see my...
Sir, don't close your computer screen. Don't close your computer screen.
The port. I can't see my screen. I need to see my screen.
You will get back your screen.
Why?
So, in the meanwhile, you do one thing. You send the receipt once again. I believe they've given you two papers.
No. Well, yeah, but... Wait a second. Why did they give me two papers?
I believe you did two wires, right?
Yeah. I need to see my bank. I just realized I might have done something wrong.
We are just signing you out.
Well,
we are just signing you out.
I'm afraid I might have done something wrong, though. I need to
see. No, sir, absolutely not. That was just to check that the transaction has been taking place or not.
Yeah,
now you don't have to log in to your account.
No, but
okay? Now you just...
Because when I went to the bank, I had the lady
yes.
do both transfers, but I never gave her the business account. I might have just sent money from my account to Nevaeh, that girl. I might have personally invested in her business. I was supposed to send money from the business, not from me. I don't know if I
yes.
did. I don't know if I did that or not, though.
Yes, you did that. You there are two wires that have been done. One is for $145,000 and one
you
is for...
You can see my computer? I need to see my computer right now. Because if I sent money to her, I sent I don't even know if I have $145,000 in my bank. That's all my money. I didn't want to spend my money on that. Oh, no. Oh, God. Wait, and then if I sent the money to her, how can I send the money to you? I'm gonna be in debt. Why is my computer updating? Why is my computer still updating?
First, just calm down, all right? Just calm down. I don't know why you're behaving in such a way.
I don't even know if that girl's company is a good idea, and I don't want to invest with my money.
So with whose money were you thinking to invest on?
The business. Not my money. The business money.
So it was from the business money only. It was not from your account.
I need to log into my bank to find out.
Is this the only bank you bank with?
Yes. Well, the business has a Bank of America as well, but it's a different account number.
Okay.
Oh, no. Why is my computer updating? You know what? Maybe I can look at it with my iPad. Then I can get a closer look. I can get a closer look at everything that's been going on.
As long as we don't receive the funds, you don't have to log into your account. What I want you to do is I want you to click the photo of the receipt.
What do you
and
mean?
The last picture was not clear.
Please.
The last picture was not clear
to
your mail. I want you to re-click the photo of the receipt and send it to me.
Hold on a second. Why is my computer updating every single time I go on my bank account? Every time. Oh, there we go. Oh, no, 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 no,
no.
You've got to be kidding me. Oh, come on. No, 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 no. How could this happen?
Why are you worried? We did with us.
No, 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 no.
Don't worry, sir. We'll fix this up. Don't worry like this. Why are you crying like this? You need to stop the wire that we did of $145,000. That wire needs to be stopped.
I don't know. Can you even stop a wire? Can you even do that? I gotta call her. I gotta call that girl. Hold on a second. Let me call you back. I gotta tell her to give me my money back. I'm sorry, I can't talk to you right now.
I think he believes it, actually. I'm a little surprised. I thought that maybe he would not believe it. But I think he believes it. Because he was perfectly fine thinking that I just had negative $60,000 in my account. Because he thought that it went through. OMG, I got the money. Thanks, you won't be disappointed. Please call me ASAP with a bunch of exclamation points. I think he believes it, but it is a pretty absurd story. I'm just gonna call him back and be like, there's something crazy happening on my computer right now.
I can't even use my computer right now.
Hello?
Hey, are you still on the computer? I can't use my computer right now. There's someone else on it. Is it you?
No, I am not on your computer, sir.
Okay, I was thinking that
the wire has been reversed.
Someone is using the mouse and the keyboard and they're typing. I can't move my mouse.
Do you know anyone named Kid Boga?
You were on there earlier. Is that you?
You know anyone named Kid Boga?
Is it like a business idea or something? No, I'm not familiar with that one. Is it like a business?
No, no, no. It's not a business idea. That's scumbag. It's a Randy Kalorka.
How do you spell it? How do you spell it? Listen, why is my computer? Is it you working on the computer?
No, I'm not on your computer. It's Kid Boga.
I need to figure out computer. How to use my computer because I accidentally
hacked your computer.
I made a huge mistake.
Don't worry. We have him out of the computer. Don't worry.
I made a huge mistake.
You're working, okay? We'll get the Kid Boga out from your computer, okay? Don't worry.
Let me work.
What?
I'll his ass. Don't worry.
Oh my god. What?
You just be calm, you know? Just be calm.
What are you
just
talking
calm,
about?
Just be calm, sir. We're working on it.
Wait.
You're after him.
That's who's on my computer
you
right now?
Him.
Who? This kid is on my computer? This kid with the funny goggles? Who? What is this? Is he the one typing?
You see this guy?
Is he the one?
He's the number one bullshit guy. He's an asshole. He thinks he's very
right
smart.
Now?
I'll f*** his ass. He doesn't know that he earns only $2 a day, and we earn millions. I'm going to f*** his ass. Don't worry.
What?
Just wait.
Wait, I'm sorry. What are you talking about?
Computer, sir. He's on your computer. He's taking all your money. You Randy Kalorka Kid Boga.
I don't have any money left. I sent it all to that business. I got to figure out how to...
Business. Lots of money business. Come to Dubai.
Wait, is this... Hello?
Yes, come to Dubai.
I think I got the... Sir, do you know how to make my computer work again? Is it something that you can fix or no?
Come to Dubai, Habibi.
All right. I think it's just gonna be
over now. But I still think it was a fun journey. Part of me thinks that the one guy I was talking to genuinely believed that like money was being transferred, but then one of the bosses or someone was like, "No way. No way is this real?" Well, that was still fun. You did. Oh my gosh, look. Did that 60K? Wait, what? After all of that? After all of that, you're asking me if I did the 60K wire? I'm going to say yes, but I made a mistake. Call me Mark. I need your help. I am turning computer off. I'm gonna really slowly go to power. Oh, he stopped me. I wonder if they... I think...
Announcement.
He's like still baited, I guess. He's calling me
Announcement.
Now. I don't know, man. This is so weird.
Announce.
Hello?
Yes, Mother Shot?
Sorry, you have the wrong
Hello?
Number. You have the wrong number.
Okay, never mind. I don't know. Maybe not. He wants me to call him back, but that's not Mark.
Hello?
Hello? Mark?
Yes, Marco?
Mark?
Yeah, this is Jack, sir. This is Jack. Mark
Wait,
is
Jack?
My friend who was helping you.
Wait, Jack, you're on my computer?
I'm not on your computer. It's Mark who's trying to help you. You know Kid Boga? You know anyone named Kid Boga?
No. Well, apparently he's hacking.
He's a f***er Randika Larka.
Sorry, I thought
yes,
my godfather...
Yes, Randika Larka.
I thought my godfather was on the computer. Mark, so you're on my... There's three people on my computer?
What
Why?
Do you mean by Mark is the godfather of your computer?
No, I... My godfather's name is Mark. We're really close.
Who is it, like?
No, I'll tell you one thing, okay? First of all, repeat after me, okay? Will you?
Okay, I have to go. I have to go figure out what happened.
No,
I accidentally sent too much money.
This motherfucker
is
going to get out from your computer, okay?
What?
Just repeat after me.
Who are you?
Just repeat after me. Mark. I'm your godfather. How can you forget me?
You're not Mark.
I'm Mark. Yeah, I am Mark.
No, you're not. Mark, you're 89 years old.
I am your godfather, Mother Church. Yeah, but I time travel right now.
What?
Yeah. Okay, just forget about this and repeat after me. Are you ready?
Is this Kid Boga?
Just repeat after me. Yeah, this is Kid Boga.
Get off my computer.
Okay, you first tell me Kid Boga is a motherfucker. Then I'll get out of your computer.
Get off my computer. Get off my computer. Don't call me back.
No, first tell me.
All right. Well, that's enough of that adventure. It's like they don't even realize that they could have just left at any point. There's time still being wasted. I think Jack was a little upset that he spent so much time helping me with my job and didn't get any of that $60,000 that he was expecting. But who knows? Maybe hearing about Nevaeh's taste buds invention or Ethel's dandelion growth serum will inspire the scammers to quit scamming and invent something to help people. Probably not, but here's hoping. And I hope you had a fun time listening and maybe learned a few things. If you enjoyed the podcast, consider subscribing or whatever it is you do on the podcast app you're listening on. Maybe share it with someone who you think would enjoy it. As always, know that you're valuable and you matter. Bye.